Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marnie Swedberg.
Hey, welcome. This is Marnie, and I'm so excited to have you here with us and our guest today, Chris King. We're going to be talking about connect the dots, how to discover the patterns of God's providence and faithfulness in your life. Grab a pen or a notepad, and we're going to get ready to talk about God's purpose for your life and why it's not elusive, even though sometimes it can feel that way. We'll be discussing some synonyms to help us make sense, how to love, to learn, how to tie things together to see the big picture, how to choose win-wins as you make life choices, why to use your gifts for the kingdom and how to go about that, the key to connecting the dots of provision, and the reality that people and experiences are in our lives for a reason. We'll also be talking about the why and how writing things down can help. Chris King is our guest today. She is a color enthusiast and a word gal who enjoys helping people discover and live their purpose. She loves adventure, office supplies, Cheetos, and connecting the dots of God's provision. You can learn more about her over at chrisking.com. Also, you can invite her to speak via womenspeakers.com. Right now, I'm so excited to welcome you here, Chris.
Thank you. It's so good to be here, Marnie.
It's great to have you. And this is one of your favorite topics. You were telling me before we came on air that connecting dots has been kind of woven through your whole life, even though maybe at the time that you were just loving dots, you didn't know why.
Exactly. You forget, right? But anyway, yes, he has done a great job of showing me how to connect them and make a plan.
Make a plan. And I think I think when we're walking with Jesus, like, you make a plan. I always say that too. Make a plan, you know, start with the end in mind and make a plan.
Yes.
I think what we're really doing is we're getting on track with his plan.
That exactly. But he lets us think it's our idea, right?
Yeah. Well, it does, because he created us.
Yes.
To accomplish the work that he assigned us to do before we were even created. Right. Of course, it feels like our idea, because it was.
Yes.
So it's all true. It's all true.
Exactly.
You talk about how discovering God's purpose or plan for our lives is not elusive. And yet I have to tell you that a lot of my life, it felt elusive. And for many of our listeners, they're like, well, maybe for you, but not for me. So what do you mean it's not elusive?
Well, I mean, I was 53 when I decided that it was not elusive. It took me a while to get to that. But basically, I kept thinking I needed a neon sign telling me what I was supposed to do. And when I started to think about it, and I actually had a really fabulous experience on a walk to Emmaus, and I started looking back at my life, and I was like, oh, you know what? I've always liked to do this. I've had these gifts and talents for all my whole life, and I have passions and interests that I can't quit thinking about. And so I'm like, And even though it scares you a little bit, it also energizes me. So that's probably it. Why am I searching for this big, big plan that he has that I don't know about? But basically, whatever you can't stop thinking about, I think it's your purpose. And you have been trained for it, you know, your whole life. You just don't realize.
When you said neon sign, I remember being single and trying to figure out what to do next and just looking up and saying, God, can you just write it in the sky or something?
Yes.
I'll do anything. Just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, he really, that really isn't his way.
Nope.
His way is very much more relational. And it's also very much step by step, where he doesn't lay out the whole plan all at once. It's a journey.
Right. For sure.
We get all about the destination, and he's all about the journey.
Yes. And when we learn that, then you enjoy it more. You start and, you know, take the step one, the next step in front of you, and you quit trying to take 10 at once, you know.
Yeah, right. Let him reveal it to us as we go, instead of demanding it up front.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. You love synonyms. So tell us some.
I do. Well, just some of the synonyms for this. I mean, you know, for purpose, it's what is your motivation? What is your aim? What is your plan, your design? Why behind every single thing you do? Because, you know, if you don't figure out what your why is, then you just kind of stumble around. You got to have a reason for what you do. And then some synonyms for provision was supply and delivery, like just something handed to you, being equipped when you felt ill-prepared, you know, definitely arrangements. I see, you know, things all the time that I did not orchestrate. And I'm like, oh, wow, how did he do that for me? I just thought I was going to do this, but look what it orchestrated, you know, and it's a benefit to me, but it's the benefit of other people too. And then it's actually just assistance in all things. So I love the synonyms for provision because it's just not, it helps me make sense. If I can't understand a word, I got to go look up all the other words that help me understand. And those are some for provision and purpose that I just kind of dwelt on a little bit.
One of my very favorite, it could be my favorite, I don't know, there's so many good ones, but my favorite synonym or character name for God is providence.
Yes.
And my definition that's in my head for providence or provision, yeah, is that he goes ahead of me and prepares the way.
Yes.
Oh, that just brings me so much joy and confidence, yes, to, yes, say yes to whatever he's calling me to, because he's not going to just throw me out there and then, you know, hope I can make it or come up with the stuff. Not at all.
Well, that's how we parent too. You know, I think the older I got, the more I saw that he is parenting me the way I would parent my own children. And I want them to succeed and I want to help them, yes, but I also want them to learn. So, you know, you let some things go awry so that they figure it out, you know? So anyway, it's a good,
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you actually, that's kind of the next thing we wanted to talk about was loving to learn and to just kind of, I always say, you know, discover who you are, mm-hmm, and then learn to embrace who you are. Cause those are, yes, two separate things, right?
Yes.
So as we're talking here, it's like, realize that you need to learn and then learn to love to learn.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, to me, there is the whole point of it all is to live a fulfilled life, right? And so I had a few years ago asked him to teach me because I felt like I had read the Bible through several times. I've been a believer since I was 9 and I've learned a lot, but I wanted it to be, you know, worth something to me. And so I asked him actually to give me an insatiable desire for his word. And what that meant for me, I didn't know what that meant for me, but what it meant to him was he started waking me up at like 4:30 or 5 a.m. Happy to be awake at 4:30 or 5 a.m. And I would just go sit and read, and I would start with a devotional, and the next thing I would be in another scripture, and then in the Old Testament, and then in the New Testament, and suddenly it all made sense to me that that book was not just a bunch of lines, you know, it was a story from beginning to end, and it told me how to live, and I just think that is so precious. But, you know, I didn't realize that all I had to do was ask. You know, I wanted to know more, but I forgot that I could just ask him, and he gave it to me. He is a very giving person, very giving father, if you would. So, you know, if we want to know more, we just got to ask and he'll give it to us, you know.
There have been times in my life when I've asked for wisdom and I haven't gotten any. Yeah. More recently, I've been using the Jamie Winship questions. And if you don't know about him, he lived abroad for 27 years working like kind of behind the scenes in war-torn countries in very, very extreme circumstances. And he, because they're he took his wife and his kids, which is just crazy, and had no military protection. And his stories are just riveting. But one of the things, because his life was so frequently in danger, mm-hmm, he just learned that God was super, like you say, generous, and he wants to answer, mm-hmm, our questions.
Yeah.
But what he doesn't want to do is he doesn't want to play games, and he also, right, doesn't want to have us learn to be snarky with him. Exactly. And so when I'm like, why would you do this? Why would you allow that? You know, he's usually not going to answer those questions.
Yeah.
When Jesus was on earth, I think it was 100. I don't remember how many questions. It was hundreds of questions that people asked him, and he hardly ever would answer. He would hardly ever answer. But it was because their motivation for asking was not to get to know his heart. But it was something else. It was something self-centered, or if it was something that they wanted to trap him or something they wanted to manipulate him. Mm-hmm. And so what I have learned, and I've been using these two questions a lot, God, what do you want me to know about you right now? Mm-hmm. And what do you want me to know about this right now?
Yeah.
And those two questions, when they come from a heart that really needs and wants to know God, God's, you know, not only like, just give me your, he's not a consultant. Like, he's not one of the 12 people I'm going to ask.
Right. Exactly.
You're it. If you don't give me an answer right now, I'm toast. So I need yours. Yeah. You know, that's kind of how I go in. And boy, he's so faithful. Wow. Yeah, it's so specific. So specific. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just did a deep dive on Habakkuk and taught an 8-week Bible study out of it because I learned so much. But basically, the takeaway for that was it is okay to ask God questions. That is not questioning God.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful for me to understand, because just like our kids, when they're like 3 to 5 years old, they start asking questions. They're not really trying to buck you. They are just trying to understand. And I think he honors when we're trying to understand, not when we're questioning his authority in our life, but when we're just trying to understand, because goodness sakes, there's a lot of questions to ask. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know?
I think the most clear, though, the one that's coming to my mind most clear in the Bible is the difference between how Mary, the mother of Jesus, answered the angel with questions versus how Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, asked questions, and his were like, I just don't think you've got this right. And hers were, how in the world could that possibly happen? I believe you, but I just can't get my head around it.
I know. Well, you know, we've all had kids ask us questions. Yeah. And if you think they're questioning your authority, you might pause. But if they really want to know, he's a teacher.
Yeah, and he loves us. And that's why he wants us to learn and grow, right? Yes. Don't stay processing him and the world in your life the way you've been doing it. Let's go to the next level.
Yeah.
So how do you tie things together? We get these little snippets of insights. Oh, I love dots. You know, whatever. How do you tie things together?
I know. Well, I mean, you know, you look back and like I said, you see patterns that emerge in your life. You see provisions that were supplied that you absolutely had no way of dealing with that or making it happen. And then, you know, you go through a season that's hard or a season that's really wonderful, and you find scripture that really ministered to your soul during that time and that really maybe got you through the trial. I mean, like my mom shared one with me 2 weeks before she passed that I had never known. She was 84 and a half years old. I'd never known her favorite verse, and it helped her through cancer 3 times. She had never shared with us. So that broke my heart in one way, but I was so thankful that, you know, when, before she passed, she told me. But, those are the things that it helps you give praise for your provision, you know, for his provision. And it helps you create life mottos, you know, like, I don't know, I have a little tagline for my life that says, consider the cost, count it all as loss, you know, because that's based on Philippians 3:8. But I mean, when you can think of every single thing, I do consider everything a loss for gaining Christ. And so you have to, you know, it helps you establish patterns, and just scripture is just a great way to do that, because different things through different seasons will plant little thoughts in your mind that give you comfort and bring you joy and help you kind of take it to the bank, you know, that
right
on him, and it goes in that reserve that he has been faithful. So when you're wondering what's going on, you just say, I know he's been faithful before. Why would I doubt now? I mean, what has changed? Nothing, especially not him. I mean, he has not changed. We might have, but he certainly has not changed. So,
I know for me, I'm going to pass this back to you in a second in case you have some thoughts that come to mind. But for me, some of the things that have helped me to tie things together, I remember one time, this is many years ago, but I just sat down with my journals and calendars and went back through and put on a Excel sheet, a spreadsheet, just all the big, really big dates, the times when, you know, God just did, you know, intervened in such a miraculous way, or big moments, the birth of our children, or things like that, you know, of course. All of them don't have to be like miracles, although I think that the birth of a child is a miracle, but, you know, they don't all have to be supernaturally, you know, outside of the norm. But things that really stay in your mind when you look at your calendar or your journal, like, wow, that was a big thing for me. I'm going to look back at this season right now and add it because I am right now kind of laid up. I'm sitting in a chair right now, but I've been flat on my back so much for the last week. And there's something, a muscle thing with my leg, my left leg. But coming up on this experience, God had me for the last 6 weeks about, I've been reading through the whole old, I finished going through the whole Old Testament again. Mm-hmm. And then I got kind of stuck on Job, and I listened to Job on audio about 10 or more times. Wow. To Job. Then God had me reading Fox's Book of Martyrs. Okay, so now my leg gives out and I'm missing a leg, basically. I don't have use of a leg. And all I can do is be so joyful. And yeah. So like, thank you, God, that it's just a leg. Yeah. Thank you, God, that it's probably just going to get better in a couple weeks. Thank you, God, that this is, thank you, I wasn't traveling. All I can do based on all of that information that I had just been taking in.
Yeah.
And I just want to pause here and just say that one of my biggest pet peeves is a bad dad syndrome that says, well, you know, he probably, because he knew you were ready for it, now he's going to stick you with it, you know. And I think of it the opposite way.
Yeah.
He's a good father who knew it was coming and prepared me for it.
Yes.
We can look at this two ways. You know, when we pray for patience, it's because God knows we're going to need it in a minute.
Yes.
Yeah. So you might as well get praying for it now so you're ready. You know, I feel like as he's connecting these dots for us, it's just through normal experiences, but these experiences trigger a God growth moment or an awareness in us of one of the things that he's doing or working toward.
Yes, it's so beautiful. And I love what you said about kind of, I did a timeline of my life one time and I was 45 at the time because I knew I had five spaces and it was for 9 years at a time. And I didn't realize how much happens between 18 and 28 in a person's life.
Right.
And, you know, so things like that, tying it together that you know, things that happened then are still affecting me today. And when you look back over it, it's all very, very beneficial what we go through.
And it does all tie together. And if you guys don't believe that's going to happen for you, believe us, it will.
It will.
God is actually, I love that analogy of the cross stitch or whatever, the embroidery work where the bottom looks like just a total mess, but the top is making perfect sense as it develops.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
From his perspective, it's all making sense. Just hang in there. Yes. You want to talk about some win-wins with life choices. And I have to just tell you, one of my favorite phrases is win-win or win-win-win, or, you know, we all win, because I think with Jesus, we do not have to sign up for win-loses.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of a choice, honestly. I've especially this year really figured out that I can choose whether every encounter I have with someone is win-win for me and win-win for them. You know, it's win for me, win for them. And how I feel about something, I can choose whether it's going to be a win or a loss. And because I don't want to feel it all day long, I might want to, you know, I don't want to have regrets. And I love celebrating other people. And what I've learned about that is that by celebrating others does not diminish me at all. It is such a blessing, actually. And I kind of am a weirdo about Facebook because I love it. I get up in the morning and I have my quiet time. And then I look on there, who can I celebrate just got a new promotion or had a baby, went on a fabulous trip, who lost their mom, who's going through a hard time with a bad diagnosis. And I've learned to make my prayer list off of that because those are my people. You know, I don't get to see them very often, but that is a way to stay connected. And I celebrate with them, whatever they're going through. I mourn with them, whatever they're going through. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like a choice. And if I feel like, you know, if I choose that and I'm wise about that, then I will feel fulfilled. I'll feel content. And I don't regret anything. I don't like to regret stuff. I mean, we only have this short little vapor of a life. And why would we want to regret, you know? Always moving forward. So that's a great way to move forward, is to make every situation and every single day a win-win. There's nothing, I mean, you only can control yourself, but you know, if you're controlling yourself, most likely the other person's going to have a good experience with you as well. So,
yeah, that's right. And I always say, you can't actually make sure that they walk away feeling as wonderful as you would like them to feel.
Right.
But what you can do is you can make sure that they had the opportunity
Yes.
To experience that to the best of your ability. And yeah. That's what we're responsible for. Jesus, I mean, there were all kinds of people who walked away from Jesus unhappy.
Right. Exactly.
He was not responsible for their unhappy, but did he give them the opportunity?
Yes.
To have a good experience with him? Yeah, she did. Every single one. He was just loving on people all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Using our gifts for the kingdom of God. How does that differ from just using our gifts, and why, how?
Well, I feel like our callings are very unique, and no one else touches the same exact people as we do. And I recently figured that out because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, another thing I love about Facebook, because you see how people are connected. And sometimes you're like, how in the world? I just went to a 90th birthday party for a dear family friend this weekend. And it's 5 hours away from my home. And a girl who walks in my park every day of the world was also there. And so I thought, what in the world? How did you know her? Anyway, it's our sphere of influence is so unique. Yes. And our callings are so unique that we can't touch the same. We can't all do the same thing and touch people the same way. And so I just think it's awesome. And when we're looking for where God is working and we plug in with what interests us and how we were made, it's like a puzzle. It's beautiful. And everybody has, you know, put their piece in, and it just works so well. And, you know, the more you say yes, the better you get at things. And so the opportunities in front of you just keep growing. And, you know, I've told you about my DJ experience. I'd never done that at 62 years old. But, you know, if you just say yes to things, it's just so awesome. And then you just say, thank you, Lord, for another great experience that I would have never had if I not said yes. And it does grow the kingdom, because it grows joy in you, and people are attracted to joy. And when you go out in the world, if they see you using your gifts that way, they're going to know you're using your gifts from God for his work.
Yeah, I love that. So I always talk about the flow through vessel. You know, we're not coming up with the water in the glass that people need. Jesus is the water of life, not us.
Yes.
But as long as we are submerged in him, when somebody sucks on our lives, they get Jesus. When I'm not submerged in Jesus, they just get me or whatever, you know, I can come up with right then. I could do. But I think the one thing that God taught me, I remember I was changing his diapers one day, and I had come off of a pretty big career as a sales manager and awards and all that. And then I was home full time with this baby. And I'm like, really, God, is this what we're going to do? And I was changing a diaper, and he just said, if you will change this diaper for me, with me, letting me flow through you.
Yeah.
Then everything you do in that way has an eternal reward. And I'm like, for changing a diaper, eternal reward. But you know, it's like in the Bible, if you gave a cup of water to one of these least of these, you've given it to God. You know, we can't go wrong when we're using our talents, our skills, what God has given us, when we are letting him ask us to do stuff and us say, yeah.
Yes.
You know, you can't go wrong saying yes to God.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I used to think the world would be so much easier if everybody was just like me. And then holy smokes, one day I was like, oh, thank you, God, that we are not the same. My husband is even keel and I'm this, you know, so I thank God every day that we are not the same. And what a fun adventure it is to go with other people, you know, so I love it.
Yeah. And I've always said kind of along the same lines, I've always said, you know, I love my garbage man and I love my dentist. I just never want to be them, you know.
I know. Oh, exactly.
Thank you.
I've learned to think of all the jobs I don't want to do. And thank God for those people who do want to do that.
You know what? And honestly, I totally agree with you. When we say that, most jobs in the whole world, I would not want to do.
Right. Exactly.
It's a very narrow window of what God created us to do. Actually.
Yes.
Yeah, out of all the choices out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In this time and in this place. I mean, you know, that's why we can't waste it. It's our time in this place.
You talked about provision a little earlier, and I know it's one of you, and it's definitely one of my favorite things about saying yes to God is that when we say yes to him, he will provide what we need to do it. I just heard earlier today, it isn't responsibility he's looking for. Like, he's going to assign you a job. Now you get all responsible and go do it and figure it all out. He's looking for responsiveness.
Ooh,
not responsibility-ness.
Yes, yeah.
Responsiveness. I say yes. He provides the resources. I go do it.
Yeah.
And he provides them as I go. It's like you don't need breakfast until it's breakfast time. Why would he give it to you earlier?
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh, I love that. I have to write that down.
Yes. So connecting the dots of provision then.
Well, you know, when you go back and make, like we talked about a timeline, when you go back and you make a list of your life experiences, and especially those you didn't know or create yourself, you know, you start to see patterns emerge that like blessings that came out of it. And I've heard this often that if you piled up all the trials in one big pile, people would still go and pick out their own mess, you know, to deal with, because they know the players, they know what, right, you know, their heart's desire is for it and everything. And I always think that I don't have any trials when I look around me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going through this or that. And so I definitely would pick up mine. I know that. So anyway, you know, I love to challenge people to write down a blessing list. Like, I'm serious, like 100 things you are thankful for, because that is the best way, I think, to connect the dots of his provision. And even simple things. We learned during 2020 to be thankful for toilet paper, right? I mean, I'm talking about the nitty gritty things that he has provided in our lives that we can have and share. I mean, just, you know, one time I was in a beautiful place and I looked down and this little bug was crawling away. I was actually in Acapulco, and I looked down and I thought, did you have that little bug crawling away for me to see right now in this time, you know, in this place? Because I thought, you know, if we would look at everything with wonder and excitement like that, you know, it's just beautiful. And then, you know, just more connecting the dots, but writing down the scriptures that minister to your soul. I mean, we all know, and I want it to be so unique. I just recently was going to learn some scriptures by getting these little tattoos you put, you know, somewhere on your arm to help you learn new scriptures. And I found that I wasn't memorizing them for good, because it didn't mean anything to me. The ones that I have cried over in reading and searching the word for an answer, those are the ones that I could sit here and just name off, you know, 6 or 7 heartfelt love of my life scriptures that probably no one else has ever even noticed, you know, but they mean something to me. Right. And so that was a kind of a wake up call for me to be sure I write them down and look at them often and be able to share in a moment, you know, those scriptures that have ministered to my life.
I love that. And the blessing list, I just encourage you guys to get playful. I was telling my husband the other day, since I hurt my leg, I was telling him the other day when I'm all laid up, he goes, so how are you, you know, how are you staying so happy about this? And I'm like, you know what? I remember Mark, our oldest, when he was like 4 years old, and we were at the breakfast table and it was his turn to pray. And he started praying and he has his little eyes shut and he started praying. And after a bit, I opened my eyes because I was curious, what's going on? And he goes, thank you, God, for loving me. And then he opens his eyes really big and he goes, and for the tree. And then he shut his eyes real tight.
Oh.
And then he opened them up and he goes, and for the salt. And then he shut them real tight. And then he kept doing that for the plate.
Oh,
you know, like that. And I had to look because I thought, what is he doing? And all he was doing is he was taking a moment to look around.
Yes.
I love it. Just be childlike. Just be like a kid. You'll come up with thousands instantly.
Yes. And I do challenge you to get weird with it. I remember one time thanking God for nail polish because I just enjoy it, you know? So yeah, make that list and make it long and interesting.
Yeah, that's right. And make it, and like you said earlier about the verses too, make it yours. Nobody else's list has to be like yours.
Exactly.
I sometimes just sit down and I just write down all of the body functions. Like, thank you, God, for my circulatory system. And thank you, God, for my respiratory system. Thank you, God, that my eyes work and that my nose works. You know, I just go through it all because I'm just so grateful. But it keeps our eyes on the truth of what he is providing instead of on the lie that he's not providing enough.
Right.
Because that's the lie.
That is.
Okay. So there are people and experiences that will come into your life that are unlike any people and experiences that come into my life.
Yes.
How do we maximize that?
Well, I feel like, you know, everybody comes for a reason. There's a little poem. I always want to look that up, but some for a reason, some for a season. But I thought, you know, some are for a while. They're here for a while. Some are for a moment. Like the person on, you know, at the grocery store, you just casually chat with, and sometimes you wish you had a little longer connection with them because you find them fascinating. And then some that challenge us, Yuck. Sometimes we don't want those people that challenge us, but you know what? I've learned to embrace those because that is growth for me. And if we only get offended instead of embrace that challenge, then it's just, we're not catching on, you know? And then some are there just to encourage us. I've got so many great encouragers in my life that I learned something from them. You know, they may have the worst situation in the world, but they are always encouraging to me. And I just find that such a breath of fresh air. I love and can't wait to see, you know, what they do. But we can learn something from everyone and everything we do. And that's how you connect the dots, is by finding those little treasures within each person that crossed our path. And my mom passed away in 2020. And I found so many little scraps of paper with a phone number and a name. And it would be in parentheses, McDonald's. Like, she would love to go have coffee at McDonald's. And she would get to chatting with someone. And she would, you know, they would plan to get together later. But I found, I don't know, at least 50 or 60 of those in a baggie, because I thought, this is how, you know, I want to connect with everyone who crosses my path. I can learn something from them. And honestly, the challenge people are right now my favorite, even though that sounds so weird, but I want to leave this world better than I came. Even though I feel like he makes us perfect, he wants us to grow more like his son over our lifetime. And so I feel like that's what the challenge people do for us, you know?
I love that. We went to a Transformation Prayer Ministry conference many, many years ago. During the conference, it became kind of this fun thing that we all did. And we would say, they would say from the front, does it feel good to get stirred up? In other words, a challenging person has just triggered you royally.
Yeah.
Does it feel good to get stirred up? No, it actually doesn't. Then they would say, is it good to get stirred up? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
If it's in God's design, I mean, we don't go out looking to get frustrated.
Right.
But at the same time, when God brings a circumstance into our lives, a person into our lives, it's very good. He's going to bring good out of it, not just for me, but for them as well, as long as
I know. So true.
We've been kind of talking about why and how to write things down. Mm-hmm. What did you want to share about that?
Well, I have a new slogan. I bet I've said this 200 times in the last 2 months. Don't forget to remember. I mean, y'all, I'm sorry, but I can't even remember literally what I did 30 minutes ago sometimes. And I don't think it's an age thing. I think we're so distracted nowadays. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of things have changed so rapidly that our heads are just, you know, spinning because there's just so much to think about in a day. And so, you know, it's just because we forget to remember, you've got to write it down. And the word tells us to write it down for future generations so that they know what we believed in. So I have this challenge for myself, is to write down my favorite scriptures and why in my handwriting for my grands, because I want them to know what made Cookie tick. I want them to know what kept me going when things didn't look so great. But I want it in my handwriting and in my words, why it meant something to me. And experience that I had, maybe they could learn from that too, you know. And our job is to share him. So if we don't write it down and we forget, then we won't call to memory, you know, later. And just the act of writing will help you remember, you know, really better. It really helps you remember to write things down. So.
And it is different when you write it in a journal versus writing it on your computer, like with your keypad. It's triggering a different part of your brain. So sometimes write it in your own hand is such a great idea. We're going to bring this into for a landing here, talking about God's providence and how trusting him can accelerate our progress and fulfillment.
Well, you know, it builds trust. I said earlier, you know, that we forget to remember. And when he has helped us before, why would he not help us again? He is our good, good father, and he loves to make his children grow into the perfect thing that they were meant to be. And so I feel like over a lifetime, we get multiple opportunities to figure out, looking at him, how he's helped us, and bring it out. And I just feel like fulfillment is the goal. And so the best life is one that is thankful. The best life is one that is focused and always growing. It's when we recognize that acknowledging his provisions are a pattern of his faithfulness. And then it kind of lands us in that Hebrews 11 realm of by faith, Chris, by faith, Marnie. And it kind of gives us a story in those kind of terms. So anyway, and it silences the enemy.
It does. Oh, he hates it when we praise Jesus in the midst of trouble.
Yes.
I mean, he hates it any time, but he especially hates it if he thought he had a good plan against us and it isn't working.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. So fun. Do you have a favorite theme verse for life, or do you just have a lot?
Oh my gosh. 2 Samuel 7:18, when David went and sat before the Lord and he said, "Who am I? And what is my family that you've brought us this far?" That is my all-time favorite go-to, because, you know, when you read that, what God answers him, "You are mine." And that's why he cares. I don't care about anything else, but I'm so grateful. And it's such a wonderful time of year to think about Thanksgiving and gratefulness and our blessings, because he does give us so much. And I know that when we connect all the dots, that we're always in the right spot. We're right in line with what he wants for us. And so that's where I want to stay, you know.
What's Jesus on his plan, creating the picture he had in mind when he created us? That's our goal. And the reason, you know, the reason I love it, it's not like he's using us for his stuff, you know. It's like, no, if you were a dishwasher and somebody tried to make you into a wash machine, that would not work. It's close, but no cigar. You know, I mean, it's like, it doesn't work. And when we're trying to be something that we were not designed to be, it's such a different experience than walking out how he designed us. Like, actually going, "Oh, wow, this actually works for me." Oh, my goodness. This has been so fun. Chris, I always like minutes with you. And you guys want to totally go check her out over at chrisking.com. And also, you can invite her to speak at womenspeakers.com. And did I get the URL wrong there?
It's chrisking.org.
Chrisking.org. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that earlier, but
change it in the show notes for you guys. Chrisking.org. When they get over there, what are they going to find, Chris?
A lot of color.
Yes.
They're going to find a lot of color. And I just appreciate this opportunity so much. It was so fun to visit with you, and I hope you just heal up so great. They all go connect the dots. It's kind of like an adventure, you know, figure out the next thing that you can connect that he provided for you. And that's so fun.
You know, and when you're doing the connect the dot pictures in books, you know, in a comic book or whatever, that's the only thing you can do is go to the next one. You can't jump in.
Right. Exactly. Especially the really complicated ones.
One at a time is going to work for us.
That's
awesome.
Right. Exactly.
Thanks, you guys, for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.